School holiday activities can't include screens. What have you got? You can ring as well, 1300 222 720. Now, I asked that question because the CEO of Nature Play WA has penned an opinion piece in the paper today which runs through some ideas, and it must be said, she says, well, screens have their place, but so do other things too. Kelsey Prabhawasia is the CEO of Nature Play WA. Kelsey, hello to you.
Hi, Andrew.
Thank you for coming on. So what place do screens have?
Oh, do you know what? It depends on the family, doesn't it? So I think that's what causes us a bit of grief, is that we've all got different views on how much is too much and how young is too young. And yeah, it causes a bit of trouble. But like most parents in my family, we're trying to keep it to a manageable level, whatever that might be.
All right. In your family, what's that? What, do you time it or just?
Yeah, I do. I do.
What's the limit?
Depends on the age of the kid. So my 16-year-old was reminding me what her limits were when she was the same age as my about to go into year 8 kid, and saying, Mom, you've got to keep the standards the same. So yeah, the kids are holding me to account. We're holding each other to account, and I'm trying to role model good behaviour too, which I think is really important.
Okay. And how's that going for you? Is that difficult?
Yeah, it is. You've got to, Yeah, it is, you know, these screens, and they were designed to hook us in. And so we do. We have to remind ourselves. And for me, honestly, using timers and apps, and, you know, some of them come built in with, you know, certain products, it helps me. It's not for everybody, but it helps me. Yeah.
How important the role of adults in helping the kids off the screens and being involved in those non-screen activities?
Yeah, I think probably some parents don't want to hear it, but we have to be involved. We know ourselves using screens that it's challenging to you know, put them down and walk away. And for most kids, they can't. They don't have the ability to do that. And that's where they need us to help them. And, you know, often it helps if you really clear up front about what we're doing with this screen and how much time we've got. You know, you've got 3 episodes of Bluey and then we're going to go to the shops, or you get 45 minutes on this device and then we're going to walk the dog. So it's not a negotiation at the end when the kid's really hooked in, but we've made some clear boundaries and guidelines. And I said you can have it and you can have it, and it's a part of our day, but it's not the whole day, I think is the point.
Got some games, some cool games to share with us all, Kelsey? You can recommend?
These holidays, we've been into playing like air hockey, but our go-to in our family is beach and bikes. They're the, you know, across ages, it can be tricky sometimes keeping everyone happy. So they're our sweet spot is the beach. There's always something for everyone. Yeah, and riding the bikes is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been challenging, the beach. I'm in Albany, and the southeasterly here brings with it a fair bit of drizzle, which has been it's been challenging. I can only imagine the emotions of some of the holiday makers that came down here for that week of drizzle.
For the summer to get a week of drizzle. Do you know, we've kind of come to the realization recently that you don't have to always swim at the beach.
Yeah.
You know, a good session at the beach doesn't always involve swimming. So there's that too.
Exactly. Good on you, Kelsey. Thanks for coming on. Cheers.
Thanks for having me.
Kelsey Prabhawasia, Nature Play WA CEO.